the Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go through a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. I grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. This episode, we'll be going over a couple bits and pieces. Season of Discovery and the XP boost that has just been introduced. Cataclysm Beta is now out, which I don't think many people saw coming this week. I think there was some data mine of it the previous week, but I don't think many people thought that it would be quite this unpolished at the moment, but we'll be getting into that. But as always, we will be looking at other bits and pieces on the forums, people complaining, people, you know, praising the game, you know, all of that stuff, and debunking that and arguing them tosses. Now, we have the weekly news, as always. Besrikron, Zakali Elders, and Erisar are your world bosses for the week. They are located in the Waking Shore, Darilak Caverns, and the Emerald Dream. World Quest bonus event is your bonus event, strangely enough, for this week. This means that you get more reputation for doing these events or doing world quests. So if you're looking to get any bits and pieces, I myself am looking for the Proudmoore music box for my reputation. So I'll be doing that. And it is a very good week to do so. So definitely worth the while there. Comp Stomp is your brawl for the week. What this is that you go into Arathi Basin and you go against AI. These AI are very easy, hence why it is called Comp Stomp, because you are just stomping them into the ground, not giving them a chance. And yeah, it's a very easy way to make honor if you are running low on it. Afflicted, Raging, and Fortified are your mythic affixes for the week. Afflicted, you simply have to top up a spirit or something, if I'm not mistaken, something along them lines. Raging, when a mob gets below 30%, it will increase its damage by 100%. So either kite it, kill it quickly, soothe it, slow it down, you know, anything of the sorts, but just don't tank them, like if you've got a lot of mobs on you. And Fortified is your last mythic affix, where the non-boss enemies have more health and increased damage, so bring a talent build that can accommodate for that. Now, where do we start off? Well, we'll start off with Season of Discovery XP. We'll start off there. What Season of Discovery did, I've covered this in the past couple of episodes, it's given everyone now a 100% increase in XP gain. And this is up until level 39, or up until level 40, I think. You still have it at level 39, if I'm not mistaken. But yes, from level 1 to 39, you have a 100% increased XP boost. And for Classic, this is amazing. So I'll give you an example, but I will finish off the rest of the buff. And the rest of the buff gives you 300% more gold from quests. So if you have a quest that gives you 50 copper, then you get one silver 50 instead. Or, make it a lot more easier for those that don't understand the currency of WoW, one silver, you get three silver instead for handing it in. Very simple, isn't it? Now, this is amazing because they did cut the price of mounts in half at level 40. So you should be able to relatively easily quest and get what you need. Now, the reason that they up the gold is, firstly, because it's kind of a sandbox mode, let's face it. You just want to have fun on, well, if you want to play Classic, you go to Classic Era servers. But it's because if you are questing at the normal rate with this XP buff, you're going to vastly out-level most of the quests by the time that you get to a certain point in your leveling. And this means that you're getting less gold, less copper, silver, gold overall. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to afford your mount at level 40 if you were to just quest like you would normally. So, perfect example of this is I was leveling a druid last night. And essentially, this druid starts off at level 1, as you usually do. You start off in your starting zone. Each race has their own starting zone. And for Night Elves, it is Teldrassil. Now, usually, if I do every single quest in Teldrassil at the usual rate of XP, I would finish every quest in Teldrassil and I would be around level 10 to 12. 12 if I have to kill a lot of mobs, And 10 if I get really lucky with like drop rates and stuff like that. Now, I leveled my druid last night and I ended up finishing every single quest in Teldrassil at level 15. I am now level 15 in Teldrassil, and that is ridiculously fast. So, to give you some perspective, I usually head to the next town, which is Darkshore and Orbedain, at level around 10 to 12, like I said. But I'll be going there at level 15, so I can do the higher level quests immediately. So there might not even be a point in me doing the lower level quests. Hence why you get less gold, because you just don't do them. You don't get any XP for them or anything like that. You know, that kind of deal. So yeah, that's why the gold increase is there. But I do want to point out, this is probably the best change I've ever seen. In any of the WoWs, this is one of the best changes. Purely on the basis of, it keeps it fresh for people who want to level alts. It's really good. The whole point of Classic is leveling. Like, people want the leveling journey, which is good, but you don't want the slow leveling journey in Season of Discovery where you've got to get your runes and everything else in between. So, the problem with that is, like, well, why would you level very slowly and have to, you know, get to end game, as it were, which is Stranglethorn Vale and Gnomeregon Raid at the moment, with less than optimal gear and taking two times the amount of time that it should do. It's just not fun. If you wanted to go and level like a really slow leveling pace, you go to Classic Era servers and just level the classic way. But Season of Discovery is not Classic Era. It is a sandbox mode. And I think that it is very good that they've put this in for people who are wanting to level alts. Because, like I said on Wednesday's episode, we have people complaining that they already have two level 40s and the end game is boring. Well, I would make the counter argument that end game is not meant to be the purpose of Season of Discovery. The journey is, which is pretty much what they said back in BlizzCon when it was introduced or like called out, essentially. And it's crazy that people don't understand that this is a good buff. People actually think that it's like killing the game. No, it's keeping the game alive because it allows people to reroll classes and, you know, experience, you know, warlock runes or, you know, mage healing or rogue tanking, you know, any of that stuff. And people just don't understand that. People get, you know, two characters and then they're bored and it's like, oh, well, I have to raid log. You don't have to. You can go and log in and do something else. Like for me, Season of Discovery isn't about making it my main World of Warcraft. If it is for you, then you would understand that leveling is part of what Classic is. Like, that's the classic element to World of Warcraft, the leveling process. But I play retail, I play Wrath Classic, you know, I do all of the other World of Warcraft. So hopping onto Season of Discovery and just playing very casually is very fun. You don't have to take it too seriously. I think we as a WoW community have taken World of Warcraft way too seriously. The biggest problem with Season of Discovery is the passing meta, as it's called, or something. People expect you to be in the best in slot gear, pre-raid best in slot, have all of your runes. Now, don't get me wrong, having runes is an essential part of what the raiding experience is in Season of Discovery, but you don't need all of them. You need your core ones, and you're good to go, pretty much. Just walk into dungeons and then the raid. Now, obviously, the gear helps, but Classic being Classic, it's very simple. Like, people want people who are going to pass 100 at level 40 in Season of Discovery in a sandbox mode. Like, sure, if you want to play it that way, but I think that we're ruining the game for people who, like, are just wanting to play normally. Like, it's absolutely crazy. The reason that World of Warcraft's go down the drain is because of us as a community. We take it way too seriously when sometimes it's just meant to be played for fun. Well, not sometimes, all the time, to be honest, it's meant to be played for fun. And, you know, I know it's tough to see that in some aspects, like with retail PvP at the moment, it's not fun unless you're a demon hunter, a warlock, or an Elisham. It's just not fun, is it? But you have to try and make your fun within the game. And people get way too caught up in, oh my god, you've got to be, you know, the top passer of your guild of the server to even join my group. And then you join the group and you wipe on the first trash pool and it's like, oh, that's your fault because you're trash. And it's like, oh well, it is what it is. People need to just get over that, in my opinion. That's what ruined the season of Discovery. But I think the XP buff is 10 out of 10. I think it's really good and a really good quality of life change, to be honest with you. Yeah, because whenever a new phase drops in Season of Discovery, you don't get that buff immediately. They drop it like a month or so afterwards so that people who are wanting to level the classic way can do in Season of Discovery. But those who want to catch up and, you know, just enjoy a very chilled Season of Discovery experience can do so in that regard as well. Now, this one we didn't expect, but Cataclysm Beta dropped on EU and NA servers. When was it? Thursday? So yesterday, I think it was. Yeah, early Thursday NA, late Thursday EU. So, what does this mean? This means that Cataclysm is, I would say, a few months away from being out. Now, they did put up a blue post and saying what is in this beta test. So, throughout this test period, we will deploy fixes and improvements to the Cataclysm test environment and provide information and updates on this thread. At this time, the following are unavailable for testing in the Cataclysm beta: Reforging, Archaeology, Goblins and Worgen Races, Transmog, Guild Systems, Leveling Past Level 80, Endgame Dungeons, Dungeon Journal, Tol'Barad, and Character Info Screen Updates. What they're currently testing, or that they have like known issues for, are a few things, but most of them are UI errors, you know, some highlighting issues, very simple stuff they know that is a problem on the current beta. So what they are doing in this beta is essentially doing the level 1 to 80 experience in Cataclysm. Now, if you open up the Cataclysm test client, obviously not everyone can, but if you have a look at it on someone's stream, you will see that it looks very unpolished. It does look very, very unpolished. Now, the reason for this is because as you go through the World of Warcrafts, you have World of Warcraft Classic, and then Burning Crusade, and then Wrath of the Lich King. All of these simply added new continents. So Outland for Burning Crusade, you have Northrend for Wrath of the Lich King, but what Cataclysm did was revamp the entire world. So it revamped Kalimdor, the base game, essentially. It revamped Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms. And this meant that a lot of the quests got changed. So many of the quests got changed from the old world into the new world. And this did mean, unfortunately, that there is going to be a tougher transition period, if that makes sense, because whereas in the previous like classic things, you're just adding a new continent, simply you are retaking everything that you've added into classic, which has been, you know, XP buffs, has been heroic pluses, you know, all of that, and simply you are changing it into Cataclysm Classic, which might not necessarily go together coding wise. Now, I'm obviously not a coding expert, but we always refer to Blizzard's coding as spaghetti code. Change one thing, something else fucks up because, you know, it was reliant on this or something, you know, that kind of deal. And when you're changing two giant continents that have so much connected to them, you have so many zones connected to them, so many quests, there's going to be a few fuck ups here and there. And this is also to do with quality of life changes that they are bringing into the game. So what they're doing in Cataclysm, which wasn't originally in the other Cataclysm, the OG Cataclysm, is they are introducing quality of life updates. And these quality of life updates are simply auction house like UIs. They are bringing the retail auction house into the game, and as well as a couple other bits and bobs, but they will obviously affect the spaghetti code every now and again, which isn't great, and they're obviously going to need a bit of time to play around with that. But with Cataclysm being out, or the beta, I would say we are on track to get a early to mid-summer Cataclysm release, or at least very much pre-patch, which would be amazing to see. I think a lot of people are kind of fed up with ICC now, with it being out for so long. And I think that the quicker Cataclysm pre-patch hits, the better. Because that way guilds can start doing their guild improvements and stuff like that. But honestly, I think that it's going to be really, really earlier than we think. I think we all kind of expected, oh, okay, well, we're going to get a, yeah, sorry, we've got to push it back kind of announcement soon. But with the beta being released, we have a chance with it. And that's really, really good. I think that that is very, very good. So Cataclysm beta is out. They're going to be adding more and more people to it. If you want to opt in, go to the Blizzard forums or Wowhead. There will be multiple links to it to opt into the beta. And you have to be lucky enough to be selected. And then you simply download it on your Battle.net client. But yeah, it's looking good, at least. It's good to see, you know, the graphic updates and stuff like that in Cataclysm. And hopefully we can slowly see the beta progress, like in terms of stages. And we'll be keeping a close eye on it throughout the coming months, essentially. But let me take you to the next one, where I will be looking over a little forum post. Now, this one is about Cataclysm PvP, actually. And this is a really good post. I do rate it. Was it any good? For your information, Cataclysm Classic was already in beta. I hear that Mr. Pandaria was peak PvP cast design. Was Kata close in any way? With Kata being the star of modern WoW, it introduces quite a bit of quality of life changes. Will you guys try it out specifically for PvP? I'm highly considering it. What about you guys? Now, I'm actually going to consider PvP in Cataclysm. I think it's possibly like a more fleshed out version. Classes still have their, you know, class uniqueness and identity. That's what hopefully the War Within will provide for retail World of Warcraft. Classes still have their identity in retail now, but not as much as like Classic and, you know, the earlier expansions, because in Mesopandaria, you know, Druids had Symbiosis, Mages had a couple other things, Flame Orb, Warriors, you know, Beyblades, obviously, as usual. But there were very unique abilities to these classes. And I think, from what I remember, Cataclysm wasn't too bad. I think a lot around the later seasons, there were something to do with trinkets that were a bit of a problem, because there were some of the best trinkets in the game hidden behind, like, raiding. And I don't think this should ever be a thing for PvP. I think every now and again you can have some raiding-like pieces be in there. Like with the latest AWC, there was a staff that was kind of like an execute. I think a lot of people could obtain that with Mythic Dungeons. But, you know, it's not great. And it's not going to be make or break if you don't have this staff kind of deal. But I think Cataclysm will be very good for PvP. I just think the later seasons are going to be very much, if you do PvE and PvP, you'll have that slight advantage, but we'll see. We'll see with that. I would like to think that people come back for the PvE / PvP. I do think that it's going to be very good, though. I think that people do underestimate Cataclysm. I think that we are in an era of gaming where we can maybe look to enjoy the people that we're playing with rather than, you know, pass. But the reason that Cataclysm will get ruined for a lot of people is purely on the basis that people take it too seriously, they burn themselves out very quickly, or the fact that, you know, people just don't have time to play, and therefore that affects other people in their, like, raiding guild or just their friend group. So I obviously have people in the guild who played back in Cataclysm, but a lot of them are very skeptical about it, mostly due to the fact that they had people quit around that time. And the people quit meant that they had no one to really, like, enjoy the expansion with. So the expansion was kind of a dud to them. And, you know, that's not enjoyable. That's pretty shitty and unfortunate. And I just hope that people understand that the game is literally about who you're playing with, not about passing, not about making, you know, the most out of it, not about leveling the fastest, not about doing being the big passing like guild and being rank one on the server. If that is you, perfect. But there can only be one person on that server, can't there, that's rank one, you know. So don't get your hopes up with it. Enjoy the game instead. like enjoy the game rather than stress about leveling as fast as you can. Because I think that's what we've lost in World of Warcraft a lot of the time. The enjoyment of it rather than the passing meta that has become, you know, so community-based driven that we lose sight of that. But that is where I'll end it. It's relatively short, but the Cataclysm one kind of deserves its own thing. It needs to be known that the beta is out and we'll hopefully be getting a lot of changes as well. I do want to say that the class changes for retail or the balance changes will hopefully be out after this weekend. As soon as the Mythic Dungeon Invitational like finishes, I think that it will be immediately like put out. These are the changes. Everyone's going to get it like within the next like weekly reset, which will be Tuesday/Wednesday. And I hope that we can go from there with retail, because it needs some love, retail, at the moment. It is a very dead meta in PvP, which is a bit rough. So we'd like some changes. Please, Blizzard, would be very appreciated. But thank you all very much for listening once again. And go with Valor, friend. Goodbye, all.